Breaking news. Jim Comey admits under oath that he's the source of leaks about his memos. It's time for Jim Comey to hire a good criminal defense attorney.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked, the president tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
So, folks, again, the Comey testimony continues live on Capitol Hill in the United States Senate. The Intelligence Committee will break to that live throughout the broadcast as it continues. But there's some big news out of this. One, what we already knew in the prepared statement, which came out yesterday after we were on the air. I was on television, as was my dad. I was on Fox Business. He was on Fox News yesterday. After that, a prepared statement from Jim Comey came out, and he was asked directly today about, you know, was there any influence from the president or the White House on trying to stop a Russian investigation? The answer was no. He talked about the discussion with Mike Flynn. If you take everything Jim Comey said as truth today and so far in his testimony. So, again, it's a he said situation. You don't have to do that. In fact, the president has disputed some of these claims made directly by Jim Comey. Even if you do, there's no issue here with it could be whether you like or don't like a style. But Jim Comey even admitted today he wishes he was like a stronger person. He was
multiple
too
times
weak,
he said that over and over again.
To be FBI director. But here's something very important we played in our open. Jim Comey now needs to be very cautious, as we've said throughout and before he even began testifying, because he may have committed a crime when he admitted now today under oath he is the leaker of his memos as FBI director. Now, he's saying, well, they're not classified, and I told my friend the content of it, who's a law professor, by the way, so it wasn't from inside the government, these leaks. So he already took the info out of the government to someone outside, a law professor, and leaked it. Private conversations he had with the President of the United States as FBI director. He admitted it under oath today, and that's why we believe Jim Comey, who I'm sure he is, needs to be hiring a whole team of criminal defense attorneys. Take a listen to this exchange with Susan Collins.
Did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked, the president tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
Now, we don't know that these memos even existed contemporaneously. We are just hearing Jim Comey's words. And by the way, the U.S. senators asking all these questions, especially those Democrats, they haven't seen these memos. So these memos that are supposed to exist, the contents that he talks about doesn't even mean he actually gave the memo to his friend.
Right.
The idea, again, this is just Jim Comey pushing back for Jim Comey's purposes. This, folks, could be illegal conduct, because he does also talk about later that he did it to try and get a special counsel appointed to investigate this. We'll play that sound for you. So not only did he do it to clear himself, but to influence government actions. This is why this FBI director was rightfully fired by President Trump. We want to take your phone calls on it, Logan. Tell people how they can get engaged.
That's right. Give us a call right now. I'm sure you have an opinion on this. 1-800-684-3110. We have about a couple lines open. 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice heard on the air right now. You can also get your comments in on social media. We'll take some of those during the show and during the next break.
A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. Every year, big abortion slaughters over a million babies. That's two babies killed a minute every hour of every day. It's horrendous and unthinkable. At the ACLJ, we're working to end these atrocities. We're directly engaged in the biggest pro-life cases in America. We just filed our critical reply brief in the biggest pro-life case we've taken to the Supreme Court in years to overturn a dangerous decision that could shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. The first of two major pro-life cases that we're taking to the Supreme Court this summer. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal. Complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. You see the Washington Weasel in action as we speak, Jim Comey, which I think represents the worst of the swamp of Washington, D.C., and as he continues to testify, making, again, all about himself, not about law enforcement. Our dad's joining us from Washington, D.C. Now that, Dad, this hearing continues, but Jim Comey has admitted under oath that he actually was leaking information out to the press about his memos and discussions with the President of the United States in order to influence the investigation and have a special counsel be appointed. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, he's did this under oath. That was not in his prepared testimony.
It was not in his prepared testimony. He put this out intentionally. I was with the President this morning, have been. And let me just make one thing very clear here without any question. Jim Comey leaked a memo that contained executive privilege deliberations with the President of the United States to a friend of his who's a law professor at Columbia University and leaked it to the New York Times. Let me tell you, it's a criminal defense lawyer, James Comey. The idea that he took it on, and he said he did this to draw a special counsel into the situation. So what our audience needs to understand here is that this attorney, this former FBI director, is acting like J. Edgar Hoover. He is a law unto himself, and he should not ever be able to get away with it, period. Let me take it one step further, Jordan, here, because I think this is important for people to understand. As reviewing the material, as a lawyer involved, here's what you have. Look at what he said clearly again. No obstruction. No request for what he said, the loyalty thing. He wasn't clear with what he meant by loyalty. He said that himself. I don't know what I meant exactly on that. But he himself said, honestly, whatever that means. Of course, this is just his side of the
Yeah, well, you're breaking up. You're breaking up too much right now. Let's reconnect with his phone again. Our dad, I believe he said it. He was with the president as this hearing is going on right now. So yep. That's why he's in Washington, D.C. and joining us by phone. And it's why, folks, I think you want to share this with your friends and family. Now, again, this is all ongoing. So we're commentating as it happens and as these discussions occur. Let me also remind you that Jim Comey in this hearing tried to say, you know, he didn't want to be like J. Edgar Hoover, but Dad, he went to the president with a false document accusing the president of really just horrendous behavior. I mean, let's just be honest about it. A document that is J. Edgar Hoover-ish. I mean, this is a guy who thought he was above everybody else, thought he got away with what he didn't during the presidential election, and finally got what he deserved, which was to be fired and maybe ultimately will face his own prosecution.
And I think that's absolutely correct. This was an intimidation tactic by a former FBI.
You're breaking up too much. We just cannot get the good full contact. Yep. He was at the White House. I think may still be
in the area.
Yeah, in the area. But was as he said. So I'll say it to everybody. Jay said he was with the president today as his hearing was ongoing. But we do have some connection troubles there.
Yeah, let's take a phone call. All right, let's go to Nancy, who's calling in Ventura, California. Nancy, you're on the air.
Jennifer. Hi there, guys. Two really quick comments. First of all, Comey said he was uncomfortable with Trump, so he didn't tell him what he said was wrong, but he felt comfortable asking Lynch, why would I do that without fear?
Yeah, well, again, I think it's because Jim Comey admitted, Nancy, and we're having some technical issues. Do we have the soundbite where Jim Comey says he wishes he was stronger, that he was a stronger person? Do we have that sound? Yeah, okay, and Dad, you're back now. I mean, we've got questions coming to people. He had no problem standing up to Loretta Lynch, but obviously he was afraid of Donald Trump. And this is, again, someone who acts like he's so intimidated. 6'8", big guy. It just seems all made up by Jim Comey. Yeah, and so there is no corroboration. He does admit that.
Right. No corroboration. He said that. He said he did this because he was concerned what the president might say. And then take it a step further. I want our entire radio audience, everybody on Facebook, Periscope, to understand what the former director did. He took a memo that he wrote, a self-serving document, leaked it to a Columbia law professor who leaked it intentionally to the press. Now, this was information on a conversation he had with the president of the United States that was covered under what's called executive privilege. He took a privileged communication with the president and leaked it to the press. James Comey better hire a criminal defense lawyer.
You have to wonder, Dad, too. I mean, this supposed contemporaneous memo, if it even existed at the time, the idea, again, he doesn't say that he shared the memo with his FBI colleagues in his testimony. He said he told them what happened in the meeting, but he didn't talk about these memos as something he was sharing within the FBI. But as an FBI director, all these memos on official meetings he's having, that would be government document. And I don't know, is it up to Jim Comey to decide if it's classified or not? I mean, is that his call to make about meetings with the president of the United States? He can't walk out of the White House and just say whatever the president discussed?
No. Deliberations with the president of the United States by an FBI director would be under, without question, executive privilege. So the idea that the then FBI director would leak that information to a friend of his who's a Columbia law professor, who then leaks it to the New York Times on purpose, by the way, tells me that James Comey disregarded the executive privilege of deliberative questions he had with the president of the United States. And he said he did this for one reason only, to draw a special counsel. James Comey needs to hire a criminal defense lawyer. He's in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, and the truth is that the senators who are asking this question right now have not seen these memos. But his friend at Columbia Law and I guess the New York Times reporter, it's not even clear if they saw the memos. Whether or not these memos even are real and contemporaneous. I mean, how to prove that? Right, you can timestamp things. That would all have to be there. But the senators weren't given that. They don't have it.
Right.
I mean, they're asking questions. They're just taking Jim Comey at his word on all of this. And he's proven to be a liar, not someone capable of having this position in government. Whether or not earlier in his career he was capable of his job, maybe he was. But when he became a director, he has fumbled on every major occasion.
Correct, and has had to correct himself on three separate occasions to the United States Senate and House. I suspect he'll be doing it here. But the idea that he intentionally, knowingly, and willfully leaked a memo about a conversation he had with the president while he was the FBI director, containing deliberative discussions, and it would be clearly executive privilege. The American people need to be understanding very clearly right now what's going on here. James Comey did this to draw a special counsel. That investigation should stop.
My next question for you. If Jim Comey did this intentionally for a special counsel, does this kind of impeach the special counsel?
Absolutely.
Because it's his friend, and he talks about how great Bob Mueller is.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think Bob Mueller needs to go today as well.
I agree with that, and I think that's a position we're going to advocate.
Yeah, I mean, let me play this for you, folks. Again, this is the weasel. I mean, you just listen to his own words. Why? He's asked by the Senate Democrats, why on earth didn't you do anything about this? This is Senator Dianne Feinstein. This is not a Republican. This is a Democrat. Take a listen.
Why didn't you stop and say, Mr. President, this is wrong. I cannot discuss this with you.
It's a great question. Maybe if I were stronger I would have. I was so stunned by the conversation that I just took it in. And the only thing I could think to say, because I was playing in my mind, because I was going to remember every word he said, I was playing in my mind, what should my response be? And that's why I very carefully chose the words.
If I was a stronger person, I mean, this is the FBI director, Logan. He just admits, again, under oath, he's too weak for the job.
Right.
Which is why Hillary Clinton was going to fire him if she became president, certainly. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. Listen to her remarks today. She's still blaming him. And President Trump did the right thing. We called for his impeachment a month before the election, a month before we knew who the president of the United States would be.
We didn't know himself involved
because of how poorly the FBI was being run and that he was causing. You know, it wasn't, we don't know if it's so much these other agents at the Department of Justice. He tried to make it about them today, but he was the face of the FBI and he was giving that appearance and feeling of an agency in disarray that could not be trusted because of his actions.
A couple people are asking, here's a comment from Robin, said, if Comey is a leaker, should he be charged? Why would he even admit this?
Well, isn't it interesting, and this was pointed out by one of the senators, do we have this sound, that everything leaked about this except for that Donald Trump wasn't under criminal investigation?
I think it was from Marco Rubio.
And I think it's because I do believe Jim Comey just gave you an indication of why all this information got out. He is probably the source of a number of other leaks, and I think the investigation, there should be an investigation into him specifically and his leaking. Let's take a listen to Senator Rubio.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. Do you ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Finally, who are those senior leaders at the FBI that you shared these conversations with?
As I said in response to Senator Feinstein's question, Deputy Director, my Chief of Staff, General Counsel, the Deputy Director's Chief Counsel, and then more often than not, the number three person at the FBI, who's the Associate Deputy Director, and then quite often the head of the National Security Branch.
No one at the Department of Justice. And he doesn't say that he shared the memos with them. I want that to be clear to folks as well. We're going to take your calls and comments when we come back.
That's right. 1-800-684-3110. Lines are jammed, but we'll continue the discussion during the breaks. We'll also break in so you can hear some of the hearing if you're watching online. That's at facebook.com/JSeculo, ACLJ.org, or Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. Every year, big abortion slaughters over 1 million babies. That's 2 babies killed a minute every hour of every day. It's horrendous and unthinkable. At the ACLJ, we're working to end these atrocities. We're directly engaged in the biggest pro-life cases in America. We just filed our critical reply brief in the biggest pro-life case we've taken to the Supreme Court in years to overturn a dangerous decision that could shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. The first of 2 major pro-life cases that we're taking to the Supreme Court this summer. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-973-7425. 989-2255 or go online, aclj.org.
And welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. There was also at the Comey hearing, which is ongoing right now, the matter of Hillary Clinton's email and the investigation came up. And we now know, we've already heard that Jim Comey thought that it was the meeting, which we talked about with the Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Phoenix, that led to his actions to publicly disclose the information. We also know that now that Jim Comey was pressured by, and by the way, did he report this as a crime? Did he bring this up as a crime today? No. But he was pressured by Attorney General Loretta Lynch not to even call the investigation into Hillary Clinton an investigation, but to just refer to it as a, quote, matter. Let's play the sound from this. Again, this is Jim Comey testifying today at the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Was your decision influenced by the Attorney General's tarmac meeting with the former President Bill Clinton?
Yes, in a ultimately conclusive way. That was the thing that capped it for me, that I had to do something separately to protect the credibility of the investigation, which meant both the FBI and the Justice Department.
So, you know, again, this is someone who will allege all these things about other individuals. Now, we know that that meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton happened because that was public. We don't know about his conversation. I mean, I think he's trying to have it both ways to protect, to make Jim Comey look good. But at this point, I think he's so uncredible and discredited as a witness, as an individual, that no words out of his mouth should be taken as truth. And whether he's talking about the Clintons or Trump.
Well, someone may disagree with you. Let's go to Dale, line two. Dale, you're on the air.
Hey, man. Hey. You guys are getting just as bad as the mainstream media. You're calling this guy a liar. You're calling...
Well, he is. I mean, he has lied under oath.
Continually.
Three times it's been documented. And the New York Times, by the way, was the one that pointed it out last. It was the last time he testified to Congress, Dale, because he tried to throw Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner under the bus again. And you know what? I mean, enough is enough with that. She didn't forward hundreds of thousands of classified emails to Anthony Weiner. So he lied about that, Dale. And that seems like a huge point to be uninformed about as an FBI director, but go ahead with your comment.
No, all I was saying was, you're right, so we know he lied, but, you know, like I said, you guys are being like mainstream media, man. You're calling him a liar, you're calling him names.
Well, it's not. That's actually that's not a name. Right. I mean, under oath, yeah, to lie
just
is
a definition
crime.
Of
so
a person.
I don't use it as a nasty name. Now, I do think he's a weasel, and you could see that. That's my personal opinion as a radio show host and as someone testifying. He's a public official. He's put himself out there to go and do this hearing, which could have all been behind closed doors.
Right, I don't. People need to understand that. Some people who have
put in this spot.
Well, they feel bad for him. Well, no, yeah, exactly. He's doing this because he wants to be in the spotlight. He's spotlight hog.
Specifically, that this must be public, or else he would not cooperate with the committee. I want people to understand that. I mean, like you said, he is a publicity hog.
Right. Every time you think he goes away, he somehow he's like a cicada and gets himself back up into the ground, making lots of noise, annoying everyone and everyone's presence. Because, look, no one seems happy on either side here.
No.
There's a bunch of annoyed people having
because
to deal
he's
with
a
this
weasel.
For the next 3 hours or however long it's going to go, talk to someone. And they know they're going to get nothing out of it other than one big revelation, which wasn't in his favor.
He's a weasel, and you know that from leaking. Leakers are weasels. Individuals who, again, can't stand up to authority as FBI director, that's a weasel. I mean, he's the worst of Washington. And I think he shows that by, again, this idea that he thinks he can play both sides. I think that's why he needs to be very careful. These Democrats don't have any love for him. They are using him to try and get their point that they don't like President Trump and undermine his presidency. But no one's out there to protect Jim Comey.
No one likes this guy right now.
No, and I think that he needs to probably, I don't think he gets that. I think he thinks he's some hero to the left. They blame him for the election. Maybe rightfully so.
Yeah.
And again, I think all of his conduct should come under criminal investigation. He deserves to be investigated criminally. And Bob Mueller should be fired as special counsel. His comments about how great Bob Mueller is and his working with Bob Mueller. Now, he denied that anything was edited by the special counsel. I don't believe that he denied sharing it with the special counsel. There's a difference there. But again, This all needs to, you understand the idea of this special counsel was because Jim Comey leaked a memo and then his buddy gets appointed. There is obviously issues at the Department of Justice and FBI. They need to get their act together. This special counsel is a hoax. And, you know, as typical of most of these investigations, as we have direct knowledge of because of the IRS targeting of conservatives and the Department of Justice response, and the FBI's response, that this all needs to come to a close, and we need to get our Congress back to governing again. I mean, some senators have had some great questions, but let's take some more. Let me go to Than Bennett. Than is in Washington, D.C. He's our government affairs director and in our studio there. Than, I am glad that our good friends in the U.S. Senate have asked very direct questions of Jim Comey. Though at the end of the day, let's all be honest about it. I mean, we can all have our opinions. The spin on this is however you want to spin it, because it's all a bunch of he said words.
Sure it is, Jordan. But look, I think the main thing that we have learned today is that the American people are better off that James Comey is no longer the director of the FBI, because clearly he has been operating like a politician. And I agree with everything that's been said on the analysis of the admitted leak. But I'll just add this to it, Jordan. Can you imagine being the friend of Director Comey that he does not have the courage to go to the reporter himself with this information that he is deciding to leak, maybe in circumvention of the law? Instead, he sends it to a friend and ropes that friend into this mess. I would suggest that that friend probably needs a criminal defense lawyer as well. Yeah. With friends like that, who needs enemies? I'll just say it very clearly. Republicans, Democrats, independents, it is a good thing that James Comey is no longer your FBI director.
Who it was. I mean, there's discussions I know about, you know, we know it's a Columbia law professor. We know that he has a relationship specifically with one of them. So I think you could probably narrow that down. I agree with Than. There's probably a lot of individuals that need to be hiring criminal defense attorneys. And these are not the president's people. These are the people who were there before and the way they have conducted themselves. And he's under oath, but I want you to be clear, everybody to be clear. He asked to do this today.
Right.
The reason why we're watching this is because Jim Comey demanded that this be part of his testimony. It could have all been behind closed doors in private.
Right. He doesn't want it that way. He's the showman who wants to come in but always dulls everyone. 1-800-684-3110. There is one line open, and there are a lot of people calling in. We've got a minute and a half. We'll take a quick call. Let's go to Sharon, who's in Los Angeles, California. Line 6.
Hi. I'm a longtime supporter of ACLJ, and I love and appreciate you guys. I just wanted to know who will be in the closed sessions with Comey, and will any of that information be made known to the public?
Unless it's leaked, no. It's supposed to be in a classified setting, so that would be the senators, maybe some of their staff that is. Than, would even their staff be in that hearing? Maybe some that are cleared in the Intelligence Committee. I'm sure that they have staff that have the security clearances because of the documents they review.
There are a few with the clearance, Jordan. I would just ask this rhetorical question. Maybe James Comey will make a memo after the fact of what happens in closed door, and maybe he'll leak it to the press and we'll find it out that way.
Yeah, I mean, folks, think if he'll do that to the President of the United States in private Oval Office meetings, why would he not do it to the U.S. senators in their meetings and testimony as well? Yeah. I mean, I guess unless you got to put Jim Comey under oath every time. He's the worst of Washington. You're seeing it on display today. We got a second half hour coming up. Logan, tell people how they can stay involved.
That's right. If you lose us here, you want to keep enjoying this coverage of the live hearings. You can find that on Facebook.com/JaySekulo. Periscope, search for Jay Sekulo. ACLJ.org, the ACLJ app available on your iPhone, your iPad, Apple TV, and Roku. And if we do lose you here, you can get us archived later on the Jay Sekulo podcast. We'll be right back with more. It's got me tongue-tied like this.
A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. Jim Comey testifying now before the U.S. Senate. He's the former and fired FBI director, rightfully so. And I think any administration, Republican or Democrat, would have come to that same conclusion. He's responding now to a question about his idea to leak the memo, I believe, which he is now confirmed to be the leaker of his own memo. And it wasn't even from inside the FBI. I think it's Senator McCain now who's asking a question. Let's take a listen just so people know this is happening right now.
Bring a suit against her, although it had been very careless in their behavior. But you did reach a conclusion in that case that it was not necessary to further pursue her. Yet at the same time, in the case of Mr. Comey, you said that there was not enough information to make a conclusion. Tell me the difference between your conclusion as far as former Secretary Clinton is concerned and Mr. Trump.
The Clinton investigation was a completed investigation that the FBI had been deeply involved in, and so I had an opportunity to understand all the facts and apply those facts against the law as I understood them. This investigation was underway, still going when I was fired, so it's nowhere near in the same place.
Senator McCain asked him. This is a point I made yesterday on the Fox Business Network. Jim Comey went outside the norms of the FBI when he not only announced the findings of the FBI investigation about Hillary Clinton, but said no prosecution. That is not the job of the FBI. Okay? Remember, then he reopened it. So at first, all the Democrats went along with this. They were fine with it until he reopened the investigation.
Right.
And what Senator McCain asked him is, so you were fine there making the judgment over whether or not someone should be prosecuted. So guilty or not guilty. And yet in the situation involving President Trump's supposed conversation with you, that you can't make a judgment call on that. And then the idea that he's not going to get away with being able to have it one way on when it came to the email matter and another way when it comes to himself. Let's take some phone calls, Logan, 1-800-684-3110. This hearing is ongoing, and as we speak now, we'll go to that and play sound bites throughout the show.
That's right. You said phone lines are open. Jennifer, though, is calling from Los Angeles, California. California representing a lot today. On line three, you're on the air. Jennifer,
you're
there.
Hi. I really appreciate everything you're doing, and the question I have is, with the shadow government having been so pervasive, what is the likelihood of criminal prosecution against Comey? Is the are Democrats going to be completely aware of what he's done that is illegal just because so far they've ignored so many things? I pray that the investigation will be called off and that he will be criminally prosecuted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that, listen, the likelihood of the prosecution, some of that will be determined, I think, by the end of this hearing. And now a real special counsel, he would be part of that criminal investigation. But it's not, it's pretty clear that he's not because of this testimony allowed today. Now that's a sign that there is not much there on the President of the United States either, or his top staff, on any of these ideas of obstruction. But I want you to listen because I want people to understand the memos he leaked have still not been made available, not to any of us, but not to the senators asking these questions either, but take a listen. Senator Langford asked him about it by 50.
The individual that you told about your memos that then was sent on to the New York Times, did they have a copy of those memos or were they told orally of those memos?
Had a copy. I had a copy at the time.
Do they still have a copy of those memos?
It's a good question. I think so. I guess I can't say for sure sitting here, but I guess I don't know, but I think so.
I mean, so someone out there, a law professor, has got the Comey memos, but the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee does not. I mean, this just reeks of not just the corruption of Washington, D.C. In an abstract sense, but in criminality and just the most horrendous of horrendous conduct by law enforcement officials. Logan.
That's right. We do have two lines open, 1-800-684-3110. And again, a lot of people have had a lot of voices on this, and we look forward to hearing from you. 1-800-684-3110. Exclusive video coming up during the break, or break in live. Make that decision.
I'm
new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. Every year, big abortion slaughters over a million babies. That's two babies killed a minute every hour of every day. It's horrendous and unthinkable. At the ACLJ, we're working to end these atrocities. We're directly engaged in the biggest pro-life cases in America. We just filed our critical reply brief in the biggest pro-life case we've taken to the Supreme Court in years to overturn a dangerous decision that could shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. The first of two major pro-life cases that we're taking to the Supreme Court this summer. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
There's exchange, folks, that just happened between Senator McCain, Jim Comey, the former fired FBI director. And he's asked you, he references the thing that President Trump told him, the thing. And again, let's take this at his word that that happened. But he didn't even ask what the thing was. Now, he said he wishes he was stronger. He just said to Senator McCain, I mean, literally just seconds ago, that he just didn't think that he needed to ask what the thing was. I mean, this is someone, again, he's being pressed by, these are a lot of U.S. senators, like you said, that not necessarily, even on the Republican side, that have a lot of love lost for President Trump.
No, and you have Marco Rubio, someone obviously who had very heated campaign differences. You have Senator McCain, people that are not exactly on the Trump bandwagon coming out and actually showing they do a good job, showing they will stand up for what they think is right beyond politics. And I think that's nice to see. So we've seen actually great answers. Some of the biggest gotcha answers now that really have impacted something coming from McCain and from Rubio.
All right, so folks, we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 and continue to break this down for you. Than, we're going to play this soundbite, and I want our Director of Government Affairs to weigh in, because there was some premeditation here. These memos that he supposedly drafted, and someone at Columbia Law, professor there has it, but the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee does not. And Comey has admitted that under oath. But he did this, and he supposedly, you know, he declassified it on his own in advance of making it public. Take a listen to this exchange. This is, again, a Democrat senator, the vice chair of the or the co-chair of the Senate Intel Committee. Take a listen, Byte 29.
If you affirmatively made the decision to write a memo that was unclassified, was that because you felt at some point the facts of that meeting would have to come cleared in a way that could be shared with the American people?
Well, I remember thinking this is a very disturbing development, really important to our work. I need to document it and preserve it in a way. Sometimes when things are classified, it tangles them up. It's hard
Amen.
To share it within an investigative team. So my thinking was, if I write it in such a way that I don't include anything that would trigger a classification, that'll make it easier for us to discuss within the FBI and the government.
Now, Thad, I mean, there's 2 points there to make. One, the premeditation. Two, the idea that he is saying that in these memos he didn't include everything. I mean, he's admitting it.
This is so damaging, Jordan. First of all, yes, it does show premeditation. It shows calculation to leak it down the road and a pre-planning to do it. Jordan, but look, when you are writing a memo, if you think it is so important to document a conversation that you have to write a memo, the only thing that should be important about what goes in that memo is the truth, That was not what James Comey was concerned about. He was concerned about only putting things in that memo that eventually he could leak. He was not concerned about putting the whole truth in there. He was pre-planning and premeditating his leak. This has not gotten a lot of coverage, Jordan, but I actually think this is the exchange that might result in the most trouble for him down the road.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The loyalty issue also, that got very, seemed overly complicated in his try to explain that. The honest loyalty, loyal, honest. All of this, folks, again, whether it happened or not, and we have no corroboration. So anybody, you take this at face value, there's no proof that any of these conversations even occurred. But let's say they all did. There's nothing. There's no there there. I mean, there's just nothing there. Let's take some phone calls.
All right, let's go to Debbie in Columbia, South Carolina. You're on the air.
Yes, I just have one question for you, and I appreciate all that you do here. My question is after these hearings, is he openly admittedly that he leaked the information? When this hearing is over, is he going to be placed under arrest for leaking the information?
I mean, I think you could make a case that he should be. I don't know how immediate that would be. I do believe what you're going to see is probably an investigation into all of that, because he's now implicated a friend outside the government who leaked it to a reporter. He has said under oath that the friend has the memo. Memos or these contemporaneous memos that no one else has access to. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee doesn't have his contemporaneous memos. He didn't turn them over to them. But his friend does, who's a law professor, okay, and a New York Times reporter. And he confirmed that. He said it wasn't just orally telling them about what he wrote down in his memos, supposedly, but he actually gave them the memos. But here is the key soundbite where he admits, and he was under oath, that he was the source of the leaks of his own memos, and he did it to get a special counsel, which I believe now, Bob Mueller, if he was, again, a fair operator, he should be resigning today, because the whole reason for his existence is based off an inappropriate, probably illegal leak by Jim Comey. Take a listen to this exchange.
So I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
You know, the idea here, again, folks, and I believe that this hearing is wrapped up now, so that the hearing is officially, the public hearing is finished. Now that there'd be a closed-door hearing as well.
About 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I want people to understand, though, he admits that he leaked the info, not just to clear himself, but to get a special counsel appointed. And then 2 days later, a special counsel is appointed. I think that there are so many people who should be investigated right now for just that one exchange of information.
Exactly. I mean, we can hit some of the highlights. We obviously said he admitted that he didn't order him to let the Flynn probe go. We can see statements like that that have come out through this. Obviously, he was the one that leaked the documents. So there is some actually interesting facts. I was the one out here yesterday saying, you're going to get nothing out of this. But I think what you actually got was a little bit more than I was hoping for. You got some admission of guilt. You had some issues. He did mention again, he didn't say he was nauseous this time. I think he said he was queasy at one point. So you had another ridiculous statement. I think that was related to the Clinton investigation. So more fun quotes that are coming from James Comey that we'll break down over the next week, I'm sure, as we discuss this. But as you said, people obviously have a lot to say about this. Let's take a phone call and give us a call also, 1-800-684-3110. As we head into the next segment, we'll take a lot more calls, but let's do it. Let's go to Mark, who is calling on from Long Beach, California, on line 4. Or do we need to go to Deb? Let's go to Mark in Long Beach, California. Deb, call back. Mark, you're on the air. Mark.
Hello. God bless you all. Yes, I was wondering how this admission and testimony today by Director Comey will affect, for good or bad, the ridiculous movement to impeach President Trump.
Yeah, I mean, so far there's two really even out, I would say, outside the mainstream Democrats on the nuttier side of politics, to be quite honest, that have said that they're drafting articles of impeachment. That's an entirely political question. What amounts to high crimes, misdemeanors, is really up to again Congress and the House and the Senate and the constitutional duties they have. It's not spelled out in the Constitution itself. I don't think again there's any chance of that right now. But let me tell you something. I wouldn't put it past Nancy Pelosi if Democrats took the House in the next election cycle. And I don't believe Jim Comey helps them. But at the same time, they can pick and choose. They can cherry pick from his testimony.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of silence on my social media this morning.
Yep.
You know, leading up to this, and I think everyone saw the countdown clocks and people thought this. And what happened is what we said was going to happen, which was a whole lot of nothing, except for things that incriminate James Comey.
Well, here's the big question. You know, did anybody try to stop the Russia investigation from the White House or the president?
No.
Jim Comey's asked it. Listen, folks, take a listen. We got the sound. Take a listen. He's asked directly. I mean, this is right off the top of the hearing. Anybody try to stop this Russian investigation, which seems like a waste of time because, again, they have information that Russians want to impact our lives. That's great. The criminal side of the investigation is what they're talking about. But take a listen. Anyone try to stop it?
Did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
So when that happens right at the beginning, everything else is it's all just politics. And it's, I mean, the queasiness that he feels, the sick feeling, again, I think he's trying to make a good name for himself. This is a guy, though, who's gotten in way too deep. And I think he's already showed he's not capable of doing the job he's supposed to do. He tries to call the president a liar.
And this is probably not the last we'll hear from him.
When he is a guy who can't testify under oath correctly, when he's got a whole team of the FBI to give him the right information, and he makes up hundreds of thousands. You know, that's not something you make up when you're talking about classified emails being forwarded.
Right.
That's either something you were told or that you wanted to get out there. And then later on, you have people correct it when no one's paying attention.
That's right. All right, so we headed to the next segment. We want your phone calls. We got a bunch of lines open right now because we just took some calls. So four lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110. This comes in from Janet. Maybe we can lead this into the next break. Janet said, it appears Comey is a big part of the shadow government. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, he's admitted it. You know, these leaks that we see of discussions with the president, of information. He was one of those people, again, that was inside the FBI taking this information to their friends and getting it out there to undermine the president of the United States and the administration for their to benefit themselves. So, yes, clearly,
part
of the shadow government. Yeah, he just got his due. He got fired. But he's one of the few you can actually just fire. Most of them, you have to go through this long bureaucratic process. Fortunately, in his case, a president who was willing to be strong enough could actually just get rid of it.
That's right. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are jammed, so clearly you had some opinions. And we'll be taking more comments during the break. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live with all your feedback.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. Every year, big abortion slaughters over 1 million babies. That's 2 babies killed a minute every hour of every day. It's horrendous and unthinkable. At the ACLJ, we're working to end these atrocities. We're directly engaged in the biggest pro-life cases in America. We just filed our critical reply brief in the biggest pro-life case we've taken to the Supreme Court in years to overturn a dangerous decision that could shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. The first of 2 major pro-life cases that we're taking to the Supreme Court this summer. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online, aclj.org.
Everything Jim Comey says is true. President said, hope you'll let the Flynn thing go. Take a listen to this exchange. I believe, is this Senator Rich from Idaho and the fired former FBI director? Because I think saying just former makes it sound like they just served their term out. He was fired because of his conduct and his inability to perform his duties because he had lost the confidence of both Democrats and Republicans. Let me remind you, mostly it was Democrats who have called for him to go until he started turning on the Trump administration. And that's not his job as FBI director anyways, but take a listen to this exchange.
This is the president speaking. I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Now, those are his exact words. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you wrote them here and you put them in quotes?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that. He did not direct you to let it go.
Not in his words, no.
That, again, I think is a very key point. There was no direction. There's this idea of hoping and has anyone ever been held, you know, for obstructing anything, for saying, I hope something happens? Is there anything illegal about that?
Not in his words.
Yeah, no.
He shrugged, and I took that to mean maybe he was trying to imply it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and again, in these situations where he has admitted, I mean, there's no corroboration. So he's trying to make these damaging points. He calls the president of the White House a liar. And I think that's because he's been called that. So the terminology got turned on him. He's used to having this veil of being the FBI director. He doesn't have that anymore. But he's still relying on his friends to leak out the information. I mean, you have to think, these guys, these law professors, You question, again, they are smart people on paper, but when they are dealing with real-world situations, they are engaging in conduct which could get them thrown behind bars.
Well, we take that to even a reality winner, same kind of thing.
Yeah,
clearly
yeah.
Someone who is an intelligent person who spent time in the military and did all these amazing things, but decided she's so mad that she's willing to go to jail over it, and probably not even thinking there's actually a chance I could actually go to jail over this.
Yeah.
Almost thinking it's this pretend universe that we all live in. And I think finally we're being awoken to something a little bit different. Let's go to Dennis, who's calling in Reno, Nevada. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for what you do. My question is anybody looking into anything that Comey might be connected with anybody out of the Democrat Party, coaching him on what to do and how to say it and all of this kind of stuff? Because we know that there are Democrats that want our president impeached. And they might step up and try to undercover kind of try to, you know, contact.
I think they're publicly doing it, Dennis. They're publicly coaching him through the questioning. They are especially on the Democratic side of the aisle, and they try to push to get him to go a step further. I've said this from the beginning. He wasn't going to go as far as they wanted, so he's always going to be disappointing. I don't think. I mean, any of the liberals who try to make this. And the mainstream media make this more than what it really was, which was Jim Comey admitting how incompetent he was, admitting to potential criminal conduct, admitting to being a leaker, admitting to sharing his memos, not with the House or the Senate Intelligence Committees, but with his friend who was outside of government, and then having the friend leak it to the New York Times, and he didn't want to do it himself. That's a weasel. It's not someone who should have the job of FBI director, and he probably shouldn't have any more jobs involving the law. He got what he deserved. And again, you're starting to see, you then have to question all these actions. All of the information is leaked out.
All right, let's take some more calls. Rick's calling from Arkansas on line one. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for everything you do. You're our lifeline when it comes to finding the truth. I was just wanting to know, I was wanting to say that it seems the liberals are just using bait and switch tactics just like criminals do. They're just using Comey as a bait, and those memos are never going to be found until it's more convenient for the liberals to use them in another way.
Yeah, well, I think that, listen, the liberals are going to take what they want. They're going to cherry pick what they want from this hearing, but they can't keep everyone from reporting at least the basics. No one tried to stop a Russian investigation. Said, you know, this is all just taking Jim Comey at his word, too. And why on earth would they? I mean, they were all so upset with him. Remember, they called for him to be fired. They said it was Chuck Schumer who said he lost confidence. But then he said later on, you know, when Comey was turning against this president, that that didn't mean he wanted to be fired. When you lose confidence in a director of a federal law enforcement agency, that means they need to go. I mean, that means they should be fired. That's what losing confidence means.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Bruce in New York on line two. Bruce, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello. Okay, thanks, guys. Hey, listen, I have two questions. The first one's more important. Why did Comey release his memo to a person outside of the FBI?
Because he wanted a special counsel to be appointed. He wanted a special counsel. He admitted it. Take a listen.
So I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
So, yeah, so he's doing it to appoint. I mean, that statement alone, there's a lot to unpack here legally. But there's one thing that is clear. He needs defense attorneys. He better hire some major people that will have to do a lot of work to potentially keep Jim Comey and his friends, who he's now implicated in this, out of prison.
All right, let's go to Pat quickly. Pat in New York, we got a couple calls to try to get to him. Pat, you're on the air.
Hey guys, great job, Jordan. Questions for you. What do you think could happen? The Democrats are coaching these Comey. Obviously, are they going to cherry pick things to further push their impeachment agenda?
Yeah, they might. But so far, there's only two Democrats who have elected Democrats who have signed on to this. They are both really outside the mainstream of the Democrat Party. So Nancy Pelosi has said they don't have the votes. They don't have the people. That's I don't think the issue. The issue is trying to impede the Trump presidency and getting things like health care done and tax reform done, the real legislative agenda. But listen, we saw it today. Jim Comey demanded that his testimony be public. Now he's doing his closed door session classified testimony. He has not agreed to do this anymore. So he'd have to be subpoenaed even by like the House to do this or other committees. And there's a special counsel. I think the special counsel has been delegitimized completely by Jim Comey's statement today. At the same time, because of that special counsel, you're not going to have Jim Comey testifying a dozen times. And you're not going to have – and there's really no one else who's going to do it either. Most people are going to want to err on the side of caution when a special counsel has been appointed.
So that's right.
I think these Democrats will learn that because of the special counsel, they're not going to have a lot of public information coming out.
That's right. We had one last call. Ann, make it quick.
Yes. Thank you for serving our country and supporting our constitutional efforts. I was going to ask if anything was going to happen to the Columbia law professor who leaked
we
Comey's
shall see.
Information.
You know, I would think, again, Jim Comey also admitted that law professor's got the memo or may still have the memo. So it was shared with them. So there's issues that could come
maybe
up there
the next
as well.
Story we deal with tomorrow.
Yeah. Why is that person not being investigated? And are they now being investigated?
Exactly. Keep listening here. We will definitely cover that as news breaks on it. Again, if you want to rehear this, send this to your friends. Do whatever you need. You need to find us on social media. You can find that. Just search for ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, Jordan Sekulow. Everyone's on there. Have your social media. If you want to hear the show archived, you can find it on ACLJ.org, the ACLJ app, the Jay Sekulow Live podcast. However you get media, we are there to provide breaking news each and every day. Talk to you tomorrow.
A new bombshell from Planned Parenthood's latest report shows abortions are going up and abortion industry profits are skyrocketing. We're battling the abortion industry's billion-dollar taxpayer-funded resources in multiple federal courts. And to win at the Supreme Court, we need your tax-deductible support right now. Stand with the ACLJ. Support our work. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online, ACLJ.